Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Such a pleasant stay. But now it's time for me to go. The autumn moonlight's my way. But now I smell the rain, and with it pain, and it's heading my way.
Is that your favorite Zeppelin song?
It's up there for sure. That's a great one. It seems symbolic for today.
I don't remember them being on your list of top five rock bands of all time.
Well, we had done the top five American rock bands of all time,
right.
Or maybe top 20.
Right.
Obviously, they don't count. So
okay,
but
that list was only American.
Yeah,
would that come up because of Tom Petty or something? Or
I forget how we got into it.
Yeah,
but I declared Aerosmith and the Doors. One and two, and you took very great exception.
I did. But that's just me.
Mm.
You know how opinions are. Ken's last official day here as a producer. He is moving on to operations manager of the whole ship here at WEEI. And you can...
That's a sinking ship.
You can watch Ken on his final day on Twitch. To watch this show on Twitch, just follow WEEI.
Like a rocket ship, it's going to go up and everything will be back.
The Twitch feed is presented every day by the Wise Man from Kentucky Owl. It is straight bourbon whiskey. And this is Derek, the Steelers fan. Are you going to rank your favorite callers to this show, Ken?
Yes, Derek. Derek will not be on that list.
Derek would not.
No, I love Derek, of course.
You two have gone back and forth throughout the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Derek, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
How dare you, Mr. Laird?
I love you, Derek. You know that, buddy.
All joking aside, congrats, buddy. It's good to see good people have good things happen.
Thank you, man.
Hilldog,
yes.
One thing Kenny's done is really shined a light on the deterioration of you. And your oar and your Taylor Swift and all this other. You couldn't even name Stained right here a week ago.
Yeah, you're right about that. He may have done just that. You're right. Yeah.
The man, Aaron Lewis, played your 20th anniversary party.
Yes,
and then here you are, in a fog. A Taylor Swift fog, an Outer Banks fog, as you continue to try to morph into a 20-something.
It's Derek. It's long COVID. That's what I'm suffering from. Long COVID.
Long COVID.
Clearly.
There was a
now,
week
Ken.
He got you.
There was what?
Remember that week he stumped you like every day?
yeah, you did. When it came to guessing leads, you did get me for a full week.
And then he ordered me to have softballs for an entire week.
I was over.
Hill Dog's become a mess. Okay, he can't even he has no clue on how to relate to, you know, people his own age, because he's just a complete and utter mess. Kenny,
yeah.
Now that you're the big boss, are you going to continue to silence those of us who were right from the beginning?
You're on like every day, Derek. What do you mean silence? You can't stop talking on the show.
Please. How about 2 weeks ago, Ken, right? They finally decide, hey, we're going to reclassify people that come into the hospital for something else and then, happen to pop positive.
Yeah.
Instead of, chalking up the numbers like they've been doing for 2 years, Ken. Okay. But 2 years they did it to us. And now suddenly, Baker, Boney, and Fauci get together and figure it out. What a joke.
Hey,
and then on top of it, yeah. Right again, Hill Dog,
yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
You got every town manager, every little, board of directors in every stupid little town having their little meetings. Everybody got a sign language person up there now, like, and telling us all what to do.
There's no evidence behind those comments. Go.
Derek apparently has an issue with sign language. Is Dr. Boney going to call in?
I might do a podcast with him.
Right. A lot of people were unable to listen to the show during lockdown and the early part of the pandemic. So they may have missed Dr. Boney, who is your favorite guest.
Oh, yeah. He loved Dr. B.
He
loved
good. Dr. Boney. I thought you enjoyed him as well. At least
I did.
Initially, you did.
Yeah, no, I thought he was good.
Slowly, the anger built in this one.
No, I thought he was good. Listen, I think that one thing that you have accomplished on this program is that you have an opposite opinion oftentimes of myself and perhaps Chris Curtis.
Yep.
Will you seek that out in the new producer?
Yes, of course.
Which is strange.
What do you mean?
Because you're a liberal too, so you
right,
would think.
Right. Yeah. Remember that guy said I was a liberal? Yeah. This is Maria from Watertown. Hello, Maria.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
What's up?
Ken, I just wanted to take a minute to wish Ken well.
Yes.
And just, I've been listening to the program for many, many years, and there have been a lot of ups and downs and instability at the station, but the two constants have always been Ken and Curtis. And, it's a testament to their professionalism and their dedication and their commitment to each other. And I'm glad that you're both, it seems at long last happy at your jobs, because that's, key to our success and our happiness as a whole. So I wanted to wish you well. And then quickly, Razor, I wanted to ask you, should we be worried about Bruins goaltending?
No,
not impressed with Ullmark last night. Not impressed.
I know, but he's won 7 in a row. It looks a little different. He will give up a leaky one. He's a big goalie. He moves around. It's not necessarily quite as smooth as it should look, or it looks with Tuukka. But the reality is, he's got a 9-15. He's won 10 of 12 games. The guy wins. So I think there's still some cleaning up to do. I think he's still getting used to being a Boston Bruin. But no, I'm not concerned at all. And don't forget, Tuukka's going to get to his level pretty soon as well.
All right, Maria, thank you. How long do you think it takes Tuukka? We were talking about this yesterday with Milbury. Like, is it a good month?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it doesn't help when he has to come out of a game and misses 40 minutes the other night. But I look at after the All-Star break, which is where that's February 8th. So there's 6 games until then. Then they get a week off. He's going to play 3 of these games, let's say, 3 or 4 of them. Then he gets another week with the guys. So I would say by the end of February, he's exactly where he wants to be.
Tuukka is a hot dog, a sandwich.
Well, you know what was interesting? We did have Milbury on, and one of the questions I was going to ask him, but I think it's probably more suited for you. And Greg kind of brought this up. If you're trying to knock the rust off of Tuukka, why isn't he playing, almost every night? Especially in, because, he rarely had no training camp. Especially in the beginning, to kind of knock that rust off, because based off what I see and from what I hear and when I hear Tuukka, it seems like he's the number one goalie, but nobody's just saying it yet, or at least that's my feeling. Milbury agreed with me. I mean, how do you feel about him being the number one goalie? And then also what Greg's saying, should they be having Tuukka and Net, as much as they can, especially in the beginning?
Well, there's a lot of games. Mm-hmm. That's what they're looking at. There's a lot of games. So I don't think there's a huge rush to – it's not like there's five games this week and then they're going to play four games in the next 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. So they recognize they can get Tuukka in. I think there's also a concern where – listen, Allmark's really good right now. Allmark's winning us all these games. Allmark's getting us back into the play, you know, to the top three in the division. And at the end of the day, like, you know, Wiggy, it's about performance at right. that level, too, where you can't punish the guy for winning hockey games.
What do you
just to finish, though, for Wiggy's question is he's going to get his starts. And to your point, I do believe that if playoffs start tomorrow, Tuukka is that guy. I do believe
that. How's Allmark deal with that? Like, how do you deal with that as a goalie where you know that you're just keeping the seat warm? For this guy who's...
Well, it's okay to keep the seat warm if you're being paid $5 million a year.
Yeah, I don't think so. As an athlete, I would... And I mean, Rays, you've been in this position before. As an athlete, you...
Razor was the one keeping the seat warm.
I was just happy to be there. I was carrying the golf clubs around for all those guys.
He
caddying.
Was, there was nobody. No. Nobody who could. When it came to opening things up, and
I was good.
Guys in the
I was
bench,
good at the
Razor
door. Yeah, I was real good at,
great
the,
at
door.
The door.
Real good
great,
filling great. Water bottles. Yeah. Really,
really good.
You were an all-pro fist pumper.
Oh, very efficient at that. Yeah, staying awake on the bench. I think Allmark recognizes it's Tuukka Rask. I think that's, right. I think at the end of the day, but the reality is he also knows that he's coming off hip surgery. I still have an opportunity to play all these games, win these games, and be a big part of this team.
All right. Courtney's off today. She'll be back on Monday. Boomer Esiason will join us on Monday after playoff weekend full of games. So we'll talk to Boomer at 8 on Monday's show. But right now, this.
And now,
what are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. They take the work out of your work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I mean, that's the dumbest argument right, I've ever heard. What are we doing?
LB, what are you doing?
On Sports Radio WEEI.
What are we doing?
What? Time for Curtis's new segment, What Are We Doing? In which we ask questions about interesting things that appear to have... never happened before in current society, Curtis. What are we doing today?
Well, it's never too late to do the right thing. That's what I was taught as a child by my dad. Mm-hmm. And M&M's and Mars Incorporated is finally creating a more inclusive M&M.
More inclusive?
Yep. As part of a new mission to increase the, quote, sense of belonging for 10 million people living around the world by 2025, Mars said the M&M's characters who serve as mascots would be receiving fresh new looks, which I think is A+.
You mean in the commercials and the social media wise, the candy, the yeah. M&M that has the shoes on, they're going to make those be more inclusive.
Correct. So, for example, the green M&M previously seen in ads posing seductively, which I did not approve of, and strutting her stuff in white go-go boots will now sport a pair of sneakers.
Oh, okay.
I mean, right. I think we all noticed the go-go boots on the M&M in the commercial.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, it's candy, correct?
Right. It is. It is candy. Yep.
So the candy should be inclusive.
Correct. I mean, Mars said that this will create an updated tone of voice that is more inclusive, welcoming, and unifying while remaining rooted in our signature gesture, wit, and humor.
Oh, okay.
Has anyone ever noticed a personality of an M&M in a commercial?
I mean, I noticed whether or not they were male or female.
How did you know?
Well, just because the voices.
I mean, it's not like the M&Ms have genitals.
Right. No, but it's like the way they carry themselves. You knew, like, all right, that you know that the green one is like a female. Like the yellow one.
Wiggy's like, that red M&M is stacked. What are we doing?
I mean, what are
this
we
is,
doing?
It's candy.
They are,
what are we
they
doing?
Are a collection of all the colors.
They're all different colors. What are we doing?
Like, is Skittles going to not be Taste the Rainbow anymore?
What are we doing?
Who noticed if there was a masculine M&M?
What are we doing?
The orange one is basically Curtis. It says it will acknowledge his anxiety more.
Right.
Of course. I mean, really.
Right. Letter to Mike Thomas. Boss is very against mental health.
That right there sums up exactly where we are.
Hi.
We need to have an Eminem that is dealing with intense anxiety issues.
Probably needs a battery recharge.
Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. All right. We got to get to Ken and what is trending.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, where they are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. Big, big NFL divisional playoff weekend. All four games on WEEI. Bengals-Titans, Wiggy, 4:30 Saturday. Titans a 3.5-point favorite.
Like this game.
You riding with the Titans here?
No,
Derek
I'm going
Henry?
With Cincinnati, man. Cincinnati's okay. Firepower.
Put some money on that. Go up to New Hampshire then.
Oh, yeah.
Take those points.
Well, if Massachusetts, I could go right to Encore and win bet, but...
Not till June now.
June?
They're talking about June now.
Ooh, is that
2024 or 2025? Huh?
You think June it'll get done, though?
I've heard a whisper that it would... It was good. What do you mean? It was like going to be January. It was going to be before the Super Bowl.
I had heard before March Madness. That would have been awesome, but...
Now they're talking June before they legalize sports gambling in this godforsaken state.
Well, I have just an honest question. Why not tomorrow? What's the reason?
College is still in school.
It's over an abundance of caution.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gotta wait for the Omicron to leave. I put a nifty 50 down on Cincinnati, though.
Huh. I like it.
Now, will you be rooting any more or at all for the Bills after kind words from Josh Allen on the Pat McAfee show? Friend of Ken and Curtis, Pat McAfee, who said that he met Bill Belichick on the field after the game Saturday, and Bill had some nice things to say. Here's what Josh Allen said about their interaction.
I mean, he came up to me, which is really cool. I got a lot of respect for him and what he's done over his career, and obviously he's one of the, if not the greatest coach of all time. So for him to come up to me after a game and just kind of give me some kudos and dap me up meant a lot to me, just knowing the type of, like I said, coach that he is, the type of players that he's been around and he's coached, and obviously the success that he's had throughout his career. So it was a pretty cool moment for me.
And I guess it was in the locker room, not on the field, according to Curtis is telling me. So sorry about that. But either way, what do you think about that? Are you more of an Allen fan now?
I think Bill has become, don't you think he's become reflective basically because he knows that he's getting closer to the end of his career?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But he had a couple post-game press conferences after losses where he was an a-hole again and had to apologize for it.
Yeah,
this is
never...
one of the most embarrassing losses of the, I mean, maybe in his career, and he goes over and talks to the other QB.
Yes.
He's that probably like, wow, this is what a top five quarterback looks like in the NFL.
Here we go.
Do you think Bill, like, in his head, thought, I'm going to go dap up Josh Allen?
I don't
as
know.
As Josh said, dapped up Bill Belichick. I'm sure Bill, exactly what Bill was thinking.
He walked out with their playbook and they weren't looking. But other than that,
yeah, exactly. He went and got the camera out of the locker room that he left in there from the day before.
Wiggy is not a Mac fan, but he is a Charlie McAvoy fan. He got the game winner last night. You were personally, you met him, right, last year? Got him that big contract?
Oh,
Charlie
Mack? No, the streets were talking.
Yeah.
I heard he came through last night. Yeah, I heard he wanted 10 mil.
45 seconds to go, he buried it, and he credits Jake DeBrusk with the assists.
Yeah, I mean, I came right off the bench. Did a bit of a scissor with Halls there. You know, it was a great job by him to, you know, get going there. He got up, made a good play to JD, you know, 2-on-1 and that guy at the blue line. And then, you know, my momentum kind of just took me up that lane. Something we talked about before the game is it might be open there. So it was a great play by JD to buy time. And, you know, I had a feeling he was going to see me.
Is DeBrusk like new life here? Brad Marchand taking a hit hard in the second and maybe out for a while. So you might have DeBrusk on the top line. Is that what's happening?
He's first line left winger today.
That's amazing.
But you said earlier that you think he may be happier here and that he may no longer want to trade.
Well, I think that trade, once you come out with that, that's always hanging out there. That's always there. But certainly in the near term, one, as a player, you recognize you have a great opportunity to play with on the first line of this team or the second line, however you want to look at it now. And you have an opportunity to increase your value just in the league in general. Prove that you can be this guy. And if you'd get traded, then you have the ability to use it somewhere else. But you recognize as a player that you have an opportunity for yourself, but also the team needs you, and you have to go and step up and be really contribute in Marshawn's absence.
And I feel like the one guy he had issues with the most has changed, and that's Cassidy. And even Milbury pointed that out. Like, you don't hear him ripping players no more. And so maybe he's kind of sat down with DeBrusk and said, all right, you know, here's what we need from you, rather than just going out into the media and going, yeah, Jake DeBrusque, he's got that score. There's no compete level in him. Like, I mean, a player, I want to hear that from his head coach.
No, he's laid off, Jake, certainly.
All right. Anything else, Ken?
Well, quickly, Bruins tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Celtics, Trailblazers tonight, 7:30 tip. And baseball going to meet with the Players Association on Monday, an in-person New York meeting.
Excellent. All right. You want one more dad joke before you're off the show for good?
I want three more, yeah.
You want three more?
Oh, yeah. One hour.
I got one for you right now. How do you know if an M&M is male or female?
I don't know.
Check for nuts.
Pretty good.
All right.
Right.
All right. Well, you might be onto something, because as I'm looking at the, I'm dead ass.
Oh, boy.
As I'm looking
you
at
are
the,
dead ass.
As I'm looking at the M&M picture that they Curtis did, what are they doing? The male M&Ms are the nut M&Ms, and the female M&Ms are the regular M&Ms.
See, there you go. There you
so
go.
You were spot on, man.
All right, thank you, Wiggy. We'll be right back.
WEEI. Here's what you missed on Gresh and Keith.
Jason Tatum sucked last night, and this guy.
Yes.
I don't ever, ever. Want to hear.
That's three ever, Sean. You get that?
Top anything with this guy ever. I don't want to hear top five.
Top 50.
I don't want to hear top 15. I don't want to hear top 50. I'm done.
Gresh and Keith. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio WEEI.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Official day as producer of this program, and that is the passing of Meatloaf. 74 years old.
Wow.
Mr. Loaf. And I think Razor said that was his favorite meatloaf.
That's my
song.
Favorite meatloaf. And it sounds even better today than it did the last time I heard it. It's been a
that
long
might
time
be one
since
of,
I think,
that's is a that his
one.
Biggest hit?
No. I think, well, I don't know. I feel like Paradise by the Dashboard Light was his biggest hit.
Mm-hmm.
He had a couple, maybe three top 40 hits on Bad Outta Hell. Because
mm-hmm.
you had Two Out of Three Ain't Bad, which was like...
Oh, yeah, that was a
like,
big one.
That was like an adult contemporary hit. You had Paradise by the Dashboard Light. And
Bad Outta Hell.
Not bad. No, there was another hit on that. What
Heaven Can Wait?
What?
Heaven Can Wait.
No. No.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Paradise City.
Curtis's favorite song. So, Andrew Razor Raycroft filling in for Courtney. By the way, hot take in the Twitch chat this morning from Pins 5187. That is Courtney skipped Ken's last day because of their acrimonious relationship.
Wow. That is true.
Very observant.
Wow. Pinsy's on it.
She won't have to give you your flowers, man. Mm. Remember
Do
that.
Do you think they're going to go with a butternut squash bisque?
So they went down to the place to taste the wedding food.
Right.
And so
But that's who they're going with, that chef. So if the food's bad, I asked her. She said,
I mean, you know how I am. Personally, I would have liked to have been invited to the tasting as opposed to the wedding. Right. Like, I'd like to go taste all the food for the wedding.
And I don't mean this as a negative about everything, but in general, all wedding food is basically the same. Like,
right.
You've been to really nice weddings. You've been to normal weddings.
What?
I know.
It's all, there's so much time people invest in it. And I was the same way. You know,
no.
What I mean? But it's all the same.
Yeah, I mean,
toss
like,
a filet mignon out there. Yeah. Toss a piece of fish out there. Yeah. Let's get on the dance floor.
I mean, Greg had a blooming onion, which I thought was unique.
It's like chicken. You know, do you want chicken or beef? Right. Like, I mean, whatever. You know,
oh,
I mean,
God.
It's got to be something that you can do for like 100 people.
At the end of the day, it's just a big catering job. That's why, like, no matter how fancy you want to make it, you're cooking for 150 people.
It and a filet like it, and a Chateaubriand are the same thing. You just call it Chateaubriand to charge an extra 50%.
Enough. Right. That's relax.
Why, that's why you have to have a little buffet-style wedding, so you have a bunch of different multiple choices.
This is not
going to
be a buffet, I tell you that.
Well, no, but that's what you do, though. You can have the different sides and everything. Because I always thought the tasting was to see what chef you wanted to go with.
We can actually go live to the tasting if you want.
Can we?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'll be the chef.
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy the lobster?
No.
How about the chicken?
No.
Noah. What did you think of the risotto?
No.
The risotto.
So you have to have a vegan?
No.
a vegan option?
Yeah, like for people that
I don't
absolutely.
Know. You probably do
you
at this
do.
Point.
No.
If M&M's are getting their boots taken off, you definitely have to have a vegetarian meal at your wedding.
I would love a camera right now because Santo waits for Coco to make a face or gesture, whether she likes it or not, so he knows how to perform.
I am so good looking.
Oh, Ken.
I feel like the food should be more about Santo.
I hate my boobs. They're too big.
Wiggy, I hate to break it to you. It's not about Santo anyway.
I'm the one eating it, so I want to make sure I'm enjoying the meal.
I mean, is it really but is it important to worry about what the, I mean, does anybody remember what the food tastes like at any wedding you've ever
Never.
Been to?
No. Just want to know.
Let me tell you.
Not one. I mean, you're half corked by the time dinner comes.
I was fully corked at my wedding. I was
like,
long
you're
gone.
At a wedding you don't really want to be at anyway, so you're just getting smoked.
You
want to
know
day.
Whether or not it's an open bar.
Yeah, right, that's
you
all
suck, you're ugly.
Yeah. How's the wine?
Is it an open bar? Is she having that?
I would assume she's having an open bar.
Well, not a lot of people.
She's having a destination wedding. She's definitely having an open bar.
Greg went to the hospital on his wedding night, OD'd on scallops wrapped in bacon.
That's a good wedding when it's an open bar.
We all love open bars, Wiggy.
Hey,
absolutely.
Curtis, that is an underappreciated appetizer. When you look at the history of appetizers, scallops wrapped in bacon are, there's no one who doesn't like them.
No.
You know, if you want to go like the original apps. Like the ones that have withstood the test of time.
Odyssey app.
scallops wrapped in bacon. Stuffed mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Big one. since the beginning of time.
Love it.
Swedish meatballs with the toothpick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No one's ever passed down the scallop wrapped in bacon.
No, never.
Like, everyone will say they don't want it. Everyone will say I wouldn't eat that. But with the guy who at the tray, he's always empty. Right? He is
Swedish
always empty.
Do Swedish meatballs look like real meatballs in your hands, Greg?
Yes, they do. This is John from New Bedford. Hey, John.
Hey.
What's up?
Ken, wish you the best of luck, man.
Thank you, John.
Nice, buddy.
You know your politics, but the sports, you're a little average on that, but you know your politics.
That's why I'm out.
I got one more thing.
One more thing to say.
Wigger, you was right, man. I owe you an apology, man.
That's all right.
Mac Jones was a backseat driver.
I appreciate that.
All right, you guys have a good weekend.
All right, you too. See?
Mac Jones, backseat driver.
Hey, listen. Yeah, I won't lie.
He's not so good at the endorsement spots. You think he'll get better? Mac Jones at the commercials.
I love what he does with Harbor One, actually. That's a great company.
Oh, yeah, no, Curtis, I'm not saying anything about Harbor
Good
One.
Good job, Curtis.
Thank you.
Does he have personality
fine? What a corporate kiss ass. I'm just telling you, Mac
Coming
Jones,
from you, that's rich.
I think Mac Jones has a little bit of work to do. Like, who do you think's the best? Who would you say is the greatest sports celebrity endorser of all time?
Michael Jordan.
Pretty good.
Peyton Manning?
Peyton Manning's up there, yeah. Peyton's pretty good.
You think Peyton what?
Yeah, because he has a little bit of personality. He can make fun of himself. Like,
he's really good.
Yeah,
I know who the worst is. Rob Gronkowski. Those USAA spots are like telling you to commit insurance fraud.
He can't act to save his life, Gron.
That's what he was going to do when he retired.
A reminder that Mike Mutnansky on an edition of this show is no longer said that Rob Gronkowski was going to be an international movie star.
Right, I remember that one.
Oh, God.
What a dumb
tough
take.
I don't know. Who else?
Aaron Rodgers is pretty good.
Yeah,
I like Aaron Rodgers.
Who likes Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, we're talking about as like commercials, like he lets his kind of dry personality come through in those State Farm commercials.
How about Aaron Rodgers taking a shot at Tom Brady and Deflategate? You see that yesterday?
Mm-mm.
Welcome to Drone Jeopardy. Aaron Charles, we're going to do an abbreviated version today. Okay, we have three drones in the air, and instead of a buzzer, we're using footballs.
This is too firm for the Patriots.
Whoa. Nice. See, that's pretty slick right there. Matt Jones would never do that.
That's not a Patriot. That's a Brady direct shot before the playoff matchup next week.
He's not on the Patriots.
Yes. All right. Courtney's off, as we mentioned. Curtis, are you okay with handling the news this morning?
Oh, I would love to.
All right, let's get to it.
It's time for...
I'm saying goodbye.
What are you talking about?
Enjoy.
The news.
LB, what are you doing? Are you serious? You're just leaving?
With your host...
Where are you going?
Courtney Cox.
I think LB just left the radio station. Seriously, folks, this is not a joke.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Not doing this for the ratings, 978 Texter. All right, we'll be right back.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
90% of the men who undergo treatment at Northeast Men's Health enjoy terrific results. That could be you. Visit northeastmenshealth.com. Curtis, where we begin when it comes to the news this morning?
We begin with the most trusted name in news, CNN, and Marty Walsh, our current labor secretary. And boy, oh boy, gangbusters. He is kicking ass in the labor department.
I know. What's unemployment at, like 0.2% or something? You know,
yeah. Job creations through the roof.
We have 230,000 people working in the whole country, but other than that, everything's...
Compared to last year, it's looking good.
Well, there's 200,000 people doing five different jobs.
Right.
So that somebody is there to make the coffee.
I've got to drive 12 miles to find a coffee. Literally every morning.
Really?
It's ridiculous.
I know.
Honestly, I get it, too. I don't
why
blame
would you, I mean, why would you work?
No.
You know, it's the great resignation. I mean, I got a few bills to pay. I got to pay college tuition. But other than that, I
are they still getting unemployment, though? How the hell are they surviving?
Yeah, they keep making
crypto.
They keep
printing. Is that what that is? Oh, maybe it's
NFTs, crypto. It's your generation, Greg. It's boomers that are getting out of the business.
No,
the workforce.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
The great resignation is not boomers.
Yes, it is. By far and away the most.
I'm not a boomer, first of all, you idiot, ignoramus. I was born in 1966.
You're a late boomer. Look it up.
He's a late bloomer.
Late bloomer.
All right, well, let's get back to
pretty well, though, lately. God, go ahead. What?
Heaven, that is gross. Let's get back to the news. Our man, Labor Secretary, good news for you in the Labor Department. Mayor Walsh is not running for the governor of Massachusetts.
No, I'm not running for governor of Massachusetts. President Biden asked me in January of last year if I would serve as the Secretary of Labor. It's an incredible honor and privilege to work in the Biden administration. I'm working with the president to continue to rebuild America, keep having us come back, and we have plenty of work to do here in Washington. But it was an honor to be mentioned as a governor. I love Massachusetts. I love my city of Boston. But I'm serving the people of the United States of America right now.
All right, so maybe he's running for president. Who knows?
All right.
Okay. We head to Brigham and Women's Hospital, where we find out that nearly half of the Massachusetts COVID hospitalizations are for illnesses other than the virus.
Uh-oh.
Mm. Uh-oh. Well, they started to reconfigure the data.
Yes.
2 years into, 2+ years into the pandemic.
The state has a new method of reporting the number of COVID hospitalizations, now differentiating between primary and incidental cases. My Lord, the new data released by the Department of Public Health for the first time Thursday shows that 49% of the state's 3,100 hospitalized patients with COVID were admitted for illnesses other than the virus. And we hear from I'm going to call him Dr. K because I can't pronounce his last name.
I think those data make a lot of sense. I saw quite a few people with COVID, and about half of them were in the hospital because of COVID, and half of them had COVID in addition to other problems that were the main reason for them being hospitalized.
Huh. Interesting.
How is he so nonchalant about that statement? it's so crazy that this is not the biggest news for everybody. And we're not upset about this.
I've tried, Andrew.
Like, literally.
Yeah. I've tried for months. I get shut down by Kabul Ken.
Like, just to put this on the fifth page of the paper. What? This is crazy.
Did you talk about what, while I was gone, the director of the CDC suggesting that 3/4 of those who had passed away had at least 4 comorbidities?
That was taken out of context. Did you see that?
What do you mean it was taken out of context?
It was talking about a specific study that was like 50 people, and in this study, 3/4 of them, and it was totally Clay Travis on the web, and everybody ran with it. See, this is why it is scary that you run with this stuff.
Let me ask you a question. Are you bothered at all that when it comes to the data, they have been configuring the number of cases with regard to hospitalizations in the form of people who had COVID or were in the hospital for something else with COVID? Do you feel like that is at all an issue?
What is your assessment that COVID is not an issue that we shouldn't worry about it? Is that your overall conclusion?
I think that everyone should worry about what they would like to worry about when it comes to their own health.
You seem very worried about the data.
We should get back to, well, that's how all the decisions, I'm told the decisions are made on data. We live in a city where at the worst time of the year for the restaurant industry, mm-hmm. they're down 30-40% because people don't want to go to restaurants. I mean, I don't know. Does anybody care about that? That's all. Do you care at all?
No, I don't care.
You know what they say, Greg.
Would it be okay to do what England has done?
Ooh, I'd like to do that.
Okay.
Sorry, hold on.
Well, England is, I mean, that's your motherland.
Yes, I am part of the Commonwealth. Yes.
And they,
God
they,
save the Queen.
They have, they've declared it over.
That's it.
It's over.
Over. I mean, would it be okay to declare it over?
Well, that's because Boris is having another big party.
Bojo's got a big weekend planned.
We need Joe Byron to do that,
we
man.
We almost lost Stephen A. Smith, and you're acting this way? Yeah. My God, the man was near death.
Did you see Candace Owens come for him?
Did he?
Oh, she did.
Oh, God.
She came for him.
All right. Well, speaking of something that we can all agree on, that potholes suck. Thursday morning commute came to a screeching halt for some drivers on a busy stretch of 95 North in Waltham. A massive pothole in the second travel lane before exit 41 at Route 20 left driver after driver with flat tires. I feel like the one thing that all humanity can agree on, at least Bostonians,
mm-hmm.
that feeling of rage when you hit a pothole.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how people handle it. Like, I literally, if I had an Uzi, I would just start opening fire.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm normally on a bike. it's a real problem when my bike tire goes flat.
There were so many things we could have accomplished while we were all shut down, but like number one with the bullet is fixing our roads.
Yep.
Great point, Curtis.
Where's all that money go to?
Great point.
Why on, like, if any politician, Green Party, who cares? If they said, we are fixing your roads, they would win re-election for the rest of time. Mm-hmm. We all need it, we all use it, and we all hate them.
I just got a bill for my excise tax. I want to know where all that money goes.
So we are going to hear from a driver who got a flat tire named James.
All of a sudden, douche, hit a pothole immediately. My car starts veering right, and then douche, 5 minutes later, another car peels off the side, and then douche, another, and another, and another. And I'm just like, when is this going to stop?
Nothing better in news actuality when the individual makes a noise.
I love it. That.
All right. Those are horrible, but when they give you those sound bites, they're kind of worth it.
Douche.
Curtis, pretty good job on the news so far.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
We will get to the dumbest of the day and find out what an individual did to get likes on YouTube, which is being questioned, coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Friday in Gresham Keefe. It's the divisional round, 4-pack of questions, plus all of the best bets for the weekend and our weekend review. It all starts at 10. Gresham Keefe.
Courtney is off today. Andrew Raycroft filling in. And Curtis continues with the news this morning.
All right. We head to Amesbury, a great little town. They had their Board of Health voted on whether to impose an indoor public mask mandate Thursday night, and it did not pass.
Ooh.
Good for them.
Okay. All right.
Got some momentum here.
Okay. All right.
The board met virtually, thank God, Thursday, and voted 4-1. Isn't that kind of hypocritical if they're willing to not impose a mask mandate, but they're conducting their meeting virtually?
Nobody wants to drive to a Board of Health meeting at 7 p.m.
At some small talk?
No. All right. Well, that's
so good news. So you can go to Amesbury, Greg. Who knows if you're vaccinated or not? None of my business.
My business. I do the right thing for everyone.
Immediately after the show today, I'm heading to Calgary, Alberta, and I am joining forces with a restaurant that is under siege in our attic, where Andrew Raycroft is from in Canada.
What happened?
We have a restaurant that was not following the incredibly detail-oriented mandates in Canada, where they were allowing customers to come in and act as though they were presenting a vaccine card when in reality it was pictures of their dogs.
Oh, who doesn't love a picture of a cute puppy?
At Granary Kitchen in Calgary, Alberta, the health services has ceased indoor dining at this establishment until they get to the bottom of how this was going on. So I guess what happened is somebody narked when they saw someone checking in that they showed a picture of Pudge instead of their vax card.
Oh, that's it. Shut it down.
All right.
So I guess Mutt's really into shutting
it down.
Canada can't catch a break.
No,
man.
They're having a tough
They still got no fans up there.
They got no fans. They're going to allow, this is the best, they're going to allow 500 people to the games. 500 people 500? To the game. Not until January 31st, and that's Jesus. For the entire month of February. 500 people. It's crazy.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Well, there is hope for Somerville after all, Greg.
Yeah.
Somerville joined Amesbury and didn't pass an indoor vax card rule for businesses.
Good now, for them.
Somerville is slightly left of Beijing.
Yeah.
And so their Board of Health decided that you do not have to show a vax card right. If you want to go eat or you want to go into a business.
That's cool.
Meanwhile, right next door, the giant city of Boston
right.
is still demanding that you do that.
And in Cambridge, if you don't do that, you get to the guillotine.
Got to show my vax card Saturday night for dinner.
Interesting.
I mean, it's very interesting. So very go interesting. Somerville. Adele, who is just about to begin a huge residency in Vegas, where yesterday we learned that she was making, I believe, $500,000 per show, which is absolutely banana land. But Adele, like the rest of us, has had to deal with the new normal, and she is unable to begin her concert series on time due to COVID issues among her staff.
People are pissed about this. I don't know if you saw any of this. Some people paid $30,000. To see Adele's show in the casino.
Well, that's a problem.
Saw her crying.
We have some audio from a very sad Adele.
I'm so sorry, but my show ain't ready. We've tried absolutely everything that we can to put it together in time and for it to be good enough for you, but we've been absolutely destroyed by delivery delays and COVID. Half my crew, half my team are down with COVID. They still are. And it's been impossible to finish the show. And I'm gutted and I'm sorry it's so last minute. We've been awake for over 30 hours now trying to figure it out and we've run out of time and I'm so upset and I'm really embarrassed and I'm so sorry to everyone that's travelled again. I'm really, really sorry.
Fraudulent.
Oh, yeah.
Fraudulent.
The poor thing. I'm so upset. No refunds.
But exactly.
No refunds on that. But, wow.
People traveled to Vegas because it was supposed to start last night, and then she made that announcement like 10 minutes before the thing started.
They didn't know when
she
going to work.
That's why she started crying.
Right. 6 days ago? Joke. Right. Oh, man.
Doesn't this feel like it's a part of a new reality show? Like, doesn't she have a song that says, sorry, rumor has it? Like,
But was that real Adele or body double Adele?
No, that's body double Adele.
Okay.
And it's blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I guess I don't want to knock anybody for crying because I might cry on Ken's birthday.
I paid $30,000 to see Adele.
Wiggy thinks that Adele has been replaced by a skinny Adele body double.
Yeah, because fat, she doesn't look nothing like she does when she was fat Adele.
That's true.
Just get your ass out there and sing. I spent $30,000 for this one.
So she's just lip syncing.
Oh, well, all you need is a microphone. I mean, your voice is good enough. You don't need no band.
All right.
Should we get to dumbest of the day today, Curtis?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Time for.
Oh man, I feel like I'm dealing with an idiot when Curtis talks.
The dumbest of the day.
Isn't there a guy they call Numb Nuts on the show?
Alright, time now for the dumbest of the day. We listened to everything that happened in this country yesterday, Curtis, and we have determined that this is the dumbest of the day.
Alright, I respect this guy, a YouTuber who is dedicated to the craft. Has been crashing his plane on purpose, parachuting out in order to gain more followers at YouTube.
Jeez. Anything for likes.
I mean, hey, If you want someone to do something, you want them to be committed.
I mean, a little dangerous for the people who are on the ground.
Yeah, where's the plane? How does he know where the plane's going to land? That's exactly my question. Like, hey, I mean, this guy's got to go to jail. It has to go to jail. It's easy.
Right, but you know, you get paid per the click. I mean,
I know.
So we're going to hear the moment the YouTuber and Olympic snowboarder Trevor crashed his plane.
Oh my gosh. Get me out of this. Come on. I guess I should probably document what's going on. I cut my finger pretty bad. Got my elbow. I'm just so happy to be alive.
Lost an arm, but I got 10,000 likes.
Oh, man.
We live in an amazing time, don't we, Razor? Anything for likes. All right, Curtis, great job on the news.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
On Ken's last official day as the producer of this show before he segues to upper management. The operations manager of WEEI, and we will be right back.
This Sunday, an NFL playoff weekend continues on WEEI.
Game one.
Rams and Bucks.
Game two.
Bills and Chiefs.
It all kicks off Sunday afternoon at 2:30.
Your home for the NFL playoffs.
Sports Radio, WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.